Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Now, Heels, we start back on this segment with realising fully that my input will be minimal for the next 10 minutes or so.
No, because you've got some information from last night, haven't you?
I watched the front bar last night. It was sensational. It was hilarious. Rodney Marsh was brilliant. MBE, Hall of Famer, one of your great mates. And you called on him to get up early in Melbourne today and have a chat to us because we have a new wicketkeeper for Australia, our 34th. And, Rodney, I can tell you that Mr. Healy is not happy at all. When a new keeper is anointed, he wanted bells, whistles, marching bands, flares, fireworks, the lot. And it was just a sedate little press conference yesterday at the National Cricket Centre.
Where they said, we're going to add him to the squad of 15. Get out, Backus. Well, we have to arrest this lack of fanfare.
I think we do. Well, in fact, I think there's still time, isn't there? We can do something about it. Perhaps declare a public holiday. I don't know. That sounds good enough to me.
Now, what are the qualities of Alex Carey in your mind, mate?
Well, look, he's a hell of a good guy. That's for sure and certain. He's a very level-headed young man. That is a very efficient wicketkeeper. I think he's got the ability to be able to change a game of cricket. I think he can bat the lights out. I think he's an excellent player. So much so that if he didn't keep, I reckon he would he'd almost force his way into the side as a batsman. Hasn't had a great start to the year with the bat in Shield cricket, but he's a quality player. And I just think it's a very good selection, and I'm so happy for him because, you know, he's such a nice guy, and he's waited in the wings. And I just think he deserves his opportunity.
Rodney, Hill said yesterday he has the chance to grab this by the throat and possibly be Australia's keeper for the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I can't see any reason why that wouldn't happen because, you know, the funny thing about keeping, and Heels will attest to this, the more you do of it, the better you get. And, you know, you just develop some really good habits over, like a test series, for example. You keep for five days in a test match, or parts thereof of those 5 days, and you practice, you just keep on doing it, and your rhythm gets better and better and better and better. And I think that's what will happen to Alex. And, you know, some say that he's maybe not the best keeper in the country. Well, you know, who is? I don't know. I don't watch him all now. But there would have been, you know, 2 or 3 other guys that could have been selected that would have been good choices as well. But Alex got the nod. He's done his apprenticeship, and I wish him all the best.
Yeah, and it's a good test to debut in, I reckon. Where was your debut, Backus? I've forgotten. Mine was Karachi.
Yeah, and mine was Brisbane.
Oh, righto. Well, how did you go there? Did, you know, was that...
Shocker. I had a shocker.
And Dougie let you know?
No, not so much Dougie. Ian did, the captain. Oh, he wasn't captain then, but I don't think Bill Laurie appreciated me too much, but, you know. That was tough.
Oh, who's this little bloke we got? Who's this?
Did you know Bill at all before you got into the side?
Not really. I'd played against him once, I think. I was fascinated by his nose. I just thought it was unbelievable. You know, I just thought, God, this bloke's got a big, long nose. And he's a hell of a good player, but he was a very good player, Bill.
Yeah. Who were your early influences, as a young boy playing cricket?
Oh, well, I mean, I was a massive Wally Grout fan. I mean, I just thought he was the bee's knees, Wally. I used to love going to the Wacker Ground, you know, and watching Queensland play when Wally played. I wouldn't bother to go, although I did go and Wes Hall played for Queensland. I think Wally was keeping then. But Wally was my idol for sure and certain. He looked to have beautiful hands to me, and he I think he had a presence as well. He's very well respected, I reckon.
Yep.
The hands were mentioned last night in the front bar. I got to say, your appearance last night was brilliant. It was a great bit of television. But I've got to work with Heels every day of the week, and I look at his hands. He's broken every finger. How did your hands finish up after 355 dismissals?
No, well, my hands are fine. I think I got very strong bones. As a matter of fact, I fell over on the golf course only about a month ago. I got my foot caught in a bloody hose and went down. And I thought, well, I've definitely broken something here. And I got up and I was absolutely, well, not fine, but I could have done without it. But my bones are very strong, I think. So I didn't have any real problems. I didn't break anything. So I was lucky.
Yeah, you should see his hands, Paddy. They're like... They got big rib on the bones, meat all around those bones too. They're massive, my little bony things here. And then back as developed a chronic knee injury because your career spanned so long. You know, you were 16 years crouching down rather than me, just 11.
Yeah. Look, I think my knees really were probably playing footy early on.
Was it?
Probably didn't do my knees very much good, and one knee was always a little bit weaker than the other. But you'll be happy to know that when I fell the other day or the other month, whenever it was, I hurt my other knee. So now I've got two crooked knees, basically. So anyway, I'm 74, Hills. You can afford to be a bit crooked, then,
yeah,
can't
true.
You?
Yeah. Hey, I've got to do a luncheon today at the Cricketers Club with Greg Chappell, and I mean, that was your era and Lilly, etc. Boy, it must have been fun to play cricket in those days.
Well, it was fun. And, you know, I think games are meant to be fun, aren't they? You know, I just think that we were so lucky having an era like that, but when it was sort of half professional, if you like, semi professional. And then we had we had the best of both worlds because we then went, when World Series came, it became fully professional. So we knew what it was like to go to work before a game of cricket, and then we knew what it was like to concentrate solely on your cricket. And, you know, I must say that although I wasn't great at going to work, I think it was the right way to be brought up, you know, because you tend to appreciate things a hell of a lot more. I mean, you get to cricket practice after a day's work and it was like, you know, it was so much fun going to cricket practice. And I think that's, you know, that was our era. We really thoroughly enjoyed every time we practiced and every time we played.
It looked like a ton of fun. I mean, on the front bar last night, they had you, and from a journalist's point of view, you being interviewed while you were in the shower.
How the hell did that work? I don't remember that.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
Now, Dennis would have been great to play with, of course. He was elevated this year to Hall of Fame legend status, I think. He was elevated, yep, to. What was it like playing with him, and could he have been a captain?
Well, you know, the last Sheffield Shield match that I ever played was in 1984, and Dennis captained Western Australia, and we played against Queensland in the Shield final, and the captain of Queensland was Geoff Thompson. Greg was in the Queensland side. I was in the Western Australian side. We both had a lot of experience at captaining our respective states, but these two mad fast bowlers were captain, and it was an intriguing watch, if you like, because some of the field places were unbelievable.
I'll keep going.
You know, Dennis was, well, he was always going to be a good captain in as much as he led by example. I'm surprised anyone else got a bowl from one end, however, but he did. You could talk him into anything, Dennis, if you knew how to handle him.
I was in Perth covering that game. It was a pretty easy watch for you guys because I remember driving home with the team that night, and Greg said, I said to Greg, I said, are we any hope in this? He said, not as long as our bottom points to the ground, Pat. Are we any hope of winning this game? Oh, yeah, they had it. The boys from WA had it wrapped up very early in the piece.
Yeah, so are you excited to have a look at how Paddy Cummins goes as skipper?
Yeah, look, I just think he's a hell of a good bloke. He's a hell of a good cricketer. We'll find out if he's a hell of a good captain. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if he's not a hell of a good captain, because he's got the support of everyone. And that's, after all, that's what you need mostly, I think. And he'll lead the way and the others will follow. And, he's got quite a lot of experience around him, in as much as Warner and Smith. I mean, I would love to see Warner get the opportunity of doing something in the leadership role. I think he's been hardly done by, but there you go. That's my opinion. A lot of people disagree with me, but, he's been a terrific player for Australia. Smith, I prefer to see him not captain, because I just reckon he's had his stint there, and I reckon we need him as a world-class batsman. We need him to make a lot of runs if we're going to win this Ashes series.
Yeah.
I see Nathan Lyon has done a podcast interview with Warnie saying that there's a belief in the side that they can win at 5-0. So is that poking the bear a little, or is that a belief that every Australian test team has to have?
Nathan McGrath.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I wouldn't have a clue what's going to happen. I mean, I think it might be difficult to win 5-0. I think it's difficult enough to win, 2-1 or 3-1 or whatever. I think winning should be the aim. And, if we play our best cricket, we've got a big chance of winning this series. And I suppose the same could be said about England. If they play their best cricket and we don't play our best cricket, they'll probably beat us. So, you've just got to wait and see, and let's hope it's a good spectacle. That's all I hope for these days, that we see some really good cricket. And in the end, if we win, fantastic. If we lose, it's not the end of the world, for goodness sake. It's still a game.
No, good call. You've been so involved in all aspects of these two teams and these two countries post your career, Backus, in coaching the AIS and then over to England, coaching England. Have you seen the English system improve at all?
Well, it's hard to, make a judgment on that, whether or not it's improved since I was there. I don't really know, but they play a lot of cricket still, and I think their short form game has really improved.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Has that been at the expense of their long form cricket? Maybe we'll get a view of that. I haven't really seen too much test cricket. Lately we haven't played any test cricket, have we?
No.
Probably why. So it'll be interesting to see how they go in the longer form, and for that matter, how we go, because it's a pretty important series from everyone's point of view. Probably most important for Cricket Australia, because if they don't get crowds and television ratings are poor, then you really wonder where cricket's headed in this country. If this isn't a bumper season, it's going to be a bit tough.
Agreed, but I tell you, I think all indications, certainly for this first test, are really, really good. It looks like the Gabba's going to be close to a sellout for day one, and the ticket sales are really good for the rest of the week. And that's with a Wednesday start to the test. So, hopefully the signs are good. You've been so generous with your time today. I really appreciate it. Loved you last night on the front bar. Thought it was magnificent. Can I leave you with one last question? Travis Head?
Of course.
Travis Head or Usman Khawaja for 5?
Well, put it this way, they're both left-handers, so they've got to be good players.
Oh, how many left-handers are in the world these days?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's a lot, isn't it? Yeah, there are a lot. We need some left-handed bowlers as well. 4 or 5 of them would be all right.
Now answer the question, mate. Who do you reckon? We go the experience of Khawaja.
Well, I'm pumping for Travis Head because I live in South Australia now, but I'd be equally as happy with Usman. It's up to... I don't really want to comment on selection in as much as, I've had my go at that, and whether it was good or bad, I don't know. But I just think the selectors will make the right choice. Put it this way, they won't pick a bloke they think won't do a good job. So they want Australia to win as much as anyone.
Yeah, both very capable to go in and into that number five, which absolutely is good. We need about 10 of those sort of blokes on the bench. Ready to go. So, Bacchus, I was so pleased to track you down in Melbourne. Have a great 50th birthday for your son, Paul. And I'm sure.
He said thank you, by the way.
This will be a blockbuster Ashes series, that's for sure. Thanks, Bacchus.
Yeah. Okay, boys.
Thank you, Rodney. Have a good Christmas too, mate.
Okay, Paddy. All right, bye.
Fantastic to chat. Hey, look, there's a little one here just before the break, Hills. On the day before the break, we've reflected on everything over the year. The Horovian, Ariane's dad, Steve Titmus, who I work with, the limo breakdown. That's referring to the mighty Calais. don't even bring that. I get a shiver down the spine when it's mentioned. Thanks for the entertainment, and may your crab claws be full and your wine bottles wrapped in tissue paper from Murph. Thank you, Murph. Merry Christmas to you as well. And we've got to do very quickly the supercars, V8 supercars update, thanks to Ryko Filters. Great things happen when you're Ryko ready. Yesterday, the supercars were out at Mount Panorama first time. What was it, Hills? It was
P1.
P1.
What do we got? P1, P2 and 3 today?
And qualifying. Qualifying is the big thing today.
Q.
And then the top show, the TT shootout on Saturday. The
top is that 10. Top 10. Oh, right. That only came in about 2 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah. So the main drivers also got their go yesterday. Then the co-drivers had their session just to get behind the wheel, feel of the car, feel of the circuit. Cam Waters set the pace of the lead drivers, just edging out Chaz Mostert, who's got this new unbelievable haircut. You're going to see it and believe it. Mostert's co-driver, Lee Holdsworth, who set the fastest time in session two for the co-drivers. So that means the car is in good shape and they're blending well. Holdsworth believes this weekend gives him the best chance to finally notch up a win in the great race.
Look, it's exciting. You know, obviously this has got to be my best chance yet to get up the top and you know, get some glory around here. So I've just been taking in this week. It's been a long week. We've been here since Saturday, so you don't want to exert yourself. It's a completely different mindset for me being a co-driver, so I'm just sort of trying to relax and feel like it's taken an eternity to actually get me in the seat today for my first run.
Yeah, they don't get to relax too much, believe me. V8, a supercars update thanks to Ryko Filters. Great things happen when you're Ryko ready, so ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters.
I played golf yesterday, as you know, Paddy, and podium finish. That's a PF. And one of my group is driving to Jindabyne. While we're talking about Bathurst, he's driving to Jindabyne today. So g'day, Bo. Hopefully you're listening. He downloaded the app and he was ready for us.
Where did you finish?
Morning.
P1, P2 or P3?
P3.
We need a break. We'll be right back.